Welcome everybody. Shia number 1058. We're learning today. Lili nishmas Moshe Doiv ben Rabban Zisel. Lili nishmas blima bas Ramoish alu refuah shalema sarah fega bas leina chama shataka refuah shalema pesach shachol Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of koitzer uprooting. Okay, so we spoke about the various, a little bit more we want to get into it, but in reference to a vase and so on, and the flowers, and moving the flowers, we spoke about it a couple of times in Shiurim. Just another interesting thing that comes out, which is straight up in the Shulchan Aruch, again, now a Simen Shin Lamed Vav, says the Mechaber straight, which we did, again, we did talk about it, but I just wanted to stress it a little bit stronger now, because again, in conjunction with the Yom Tov Shavuos and so on. But he says, Asavim shetachavim ba'offer. If somebody has, let's say they have some sort of a flower pot, they have offer, they have now soil. Now, we're not talking about the flower pot. We have now a pot of soil. It's not a question of if it has a hole on the bottom. That's not the question right now. But I have the flower pot and this soil, and now I have a flower inside, or I have some flowers inside, or whatever, some sort of flowers or plants inside, there's no root or anything like that. I just, basically what I did was before Shabbos or before Yom Tov, I stuck it inside these few flowers, and that's where I'm keeping it. It isn't to do, it's not growing, it's done, again, it's the flowers opened up, that's not the issue over here, and I just stuck it inside. Now the question is, I want to pull it out on Shabbos from the soil, and there's no roots, there's nothing, and this is not where it grew, and nothing like that. So he says, Asovim shatachavim ba'ofam iboid yom, Erev Shabbos, I stuck in these flowers or this plant, again, with no roots, with nothing else into the soil, that they should stay, you know, fresh. They should stay wettish and fresh and so on. Instead of keeping them just on the table, right? Instead of water, I put them into the soil. Is mutalecha is ba'olam leitzien. One would be allowed to grab onto these flowers on Shabbos. Let's say by the leaves, you can't move the soil is a problem. The soil is takamuksa, dirt and soil and sand. And these things are muksa, but I'll pull the flower out, and I'll take it out. I want to smell it. I'll make a nice bracha. Now I pull out the flower. I smell it. Now I stick it back in. So the Mechaber says you would be allowed to do that. But you have, there's a condition. Hu shaloi hishvishu. That's only on the condition that it did not take root. And he says further, vegam tzarech she'enei roitza b'hashvashasa. In other words, aval im nischav lezri is aser. In other words, there's nothing that you don't need the roots. You never put it in for the roots. It doesn't have the roots over there. And also, I didn't put it in for planting. That's what the Mechaber says. In other words, I didn't plant it per se. Even though I planted, and we know it takes could take a day or two. We said by 3 days it takes roots, right? We spoke about that. But within 3 days, the roots start to take hold of in the soil and so on. So let's say I stuck something in, I stuck in a flower or I stuck in some sort of a plant and I wanted to start to grow, but now, whatever, this was 5 hours ago, now it became Shabbos. So even then you can't pull it out, even though it has no roots, there's nothing there, because of the fact that a person was mischaven to make it grow. And that's a problem. So that's straight up the halacha. Tells us the Mishabura Kadesh Yulachim, why, again, I stuck in these flowers or the plants into the soil before Shabbos. Kegoyin asafim, he says, Shehim noyim lemaru lahariach. In other words, nice flowers, like for Yom Tov, for Shabbos, or whatever the case is. They have nice flowers, lemaru lahariach. They want it for looks, or they want it for smelling. Right. In other words, it's nothing to do with the planting over here. I'm not planting anything. I didn't plant anything. I just want it for the nice looks and for the smell and so on. But instead of water, I stuck it into soil. And it has like this damp soil, right? He explains. He brings this Mishabura from Rashi. So then one would be allowed to pull it out. The same thing. Even how far? Even if one stuck it into the ground. Because of the fact the person did not have a mind for that it should get roots over there, it should not take hold over there, and I didn't have a mind for planting. Like we said, we just stuck it in for the, it's a nice type of a thing. It's a fancier type of a flower that goes into the soil, you know, instead of the vase and with the water and so on. Says the Mishabura further, Lecha is balim, so you're allowed to take, in other words, the soil you can't grab onto, you can't touch this, move the soil, but you could take the flower and pull that out. Imreitza, L'reach behem, I want to make a bracha, a nice bracha, and now I pull it out and I smell it. Okay. It's no problem. Okay, so that's a separate thing. There's a whole halacha and brought down in Shin Yud Dalid. In other places, and if somebody stuck a knife, as far as making a hole, they stick a knife in the wall or in a chair, whereby before Shabbos they have to stick it, move it in and out, because otherwise you're making a hole. So over here by soil, it's a little bit different. In other words, there's a question of making a hole, so thereby I can't stick a knife into a chair or into a wall. Okay, whatever the reason was why somebody had to do that, but you had to before Shabbos stick it in and out to make sure that no hole was made on Shabbos. So you have to stick it in and out before Shabbos into the hole, you know, to make a hole before Shabbos. Okay. But this halacha, that halacha of making the hole before Shabbos does not apply over here. It's no problem, says the Mishnah Berurah. In other words, because I'm not moving the dirt. Again, you can't move the dirt with your hands. I'm not moving the dirt with my hands. I'm just picking up the flour. And through me picking up the flour, so then the dirt is moving. Okay. So in this case, it's tiltel min atzad, and it's moving by in other words, when I pick up the flower, the soil sort of like moves, right? So that is okay. We're going to get into the halachas of muksa, obviously. We have to talk all about this. Tiltum and atzad for the thing that's mutter is okay. But we'll see how that works. And that's what's happening over here. I pull out the flower, and that's a mutter, the good thing to do. I made the broch, I pull it out, I smell it, I show it, or whatever the case is. So the fact that the dirt moves is not a problem. Okay, so in the Dirshu, the Mishnah Berurah brings down one thing, which really doesn't apply today, but he says, this whole thing, in other words, even whether it's outside in the field or it's in a flower pot where there's dirt, aval im toichavim bekarka, habayis, if let's say somebody has a dirt floor, which we don't have today, but somebody has a dirt floor in the house, it's also like, see him, shem yove lahashveis achakach esagumais, shenoitzroi bekarka, habayis haladei akiris asam. Okay, so we're afraid is, somebody has a dirt floor in the house and they stuck the flour in over there. So then that's a problem. We're afraid that one might come to straighten out the hole that's over there because he doesn't want to have a hole in the floor. But in general, we don't have these issues because, Baruch Hashem, we don't have dirt floors. Okay, so just moving right along to finish off. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'adin la'chazir," and then afterwards, after you pull out the flour, let's say, and you're going to smell it, in these cases with the conditions that we said, you could put it back. Ach kaklam kaimim emloy nistam anekem aitzin, as long as the hole is still there from before. It's a little bit problematic making a new hole. And again, in the Dirshu, he says that mevur sham nistam hanekev yesh bekach mishum asiyas guma afa shetol shemunach bekli. Even in a kli, like a flower pot, making a hole over there is already a problematic thing, so one has to be careful not to do it. Okay, so we're not going to get into that whole subject right now. We don't want to get too complicated. But so if the hole is still there, then you could put it back. But be it as it may, so that's the story as far as that. And says the Mishnah Berurah, "Kagoyim koydim shloisha yamim." Okay, it has to be, of course, before 3 days. As bevadei lo hishrishu, to make sure that there was no roots that took place and so on. Obviously, it goes without saying. Pshita shasa, if once roots took place, arei oiker dava migadula, then that would be aser als the malacha of koitzer. In other words, once it starts getting roots in the, if it's a plant or something that has roots in the soil, pulling that out, of course, is going into the iser of koitzer, and that is not allowed to be done. Okay, and just to finish off, the Mishnah Berurah says the bottom line is if somebody put it in originally to have it, to plant it, right, and let's say 5 hours later on Shabbos, whatever, they want to pull it out, and they did it every Shabbos, but if they had a mind to plant it, the Mishnah Berurah says no, then you can't pull it out. Because a person's going to come, says the Chazal, the Rabbanim Mugayzer, because a person shouldn't come to mix up. In other words, good, this flower I'm pulling out, the smell, very nice, I made a nice brach, I pull it out. I'll mix up, the person will see or whatever, next time I won't realize, I'll pull out a flower that has roots, that's rooted and in a flower pot and whatever the case is, so, or even in the floor, even in other words, outside in the ground, in the dirt ground, so that's already obviously also min haTorah to do. So we're afraid somebody's going to come to mix it up, so that you can do. So just to sum up real quickly, just like you have by a we spoke about, we have to talk a little bit more about the vase, the flower vase, and so on. With water, the same thing would apply, like we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch, in general, if somebody, for whatever reason, has these nice, beautiful flowers or plants in soil, in a pot, whereby they were stuck in the Erev Shabbos, and they were just stuck in there, not for any planting purposes, and they did not take root, and the person did not have in mind, they did not have kavana to plant it, they just stuck it there. Instead of the vase, they put it in the soil or whatever it is in the flower pot. So in the conditions, like we explained, one will be allowed to pull it out and smell it or whatever they want to do. So that would be fine. And even to put it back, as long as the hole is still there. But to make a new hole by putting it back in, that is already problematic. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.